Exclusive, pro-life caucus chairman Chris Smith, Biden all in with culture of death. By Catherine Hamilton on June 27, 2022. House pro-life caucus chairman Representative Chris Smith, RNJ, while greatly encouraged by the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, warned that Democrats may try to revive radical abortion legislation before the midterm elections. Smith was referring to the Women's Health Protection Act, which passed the House but failed to pass the Senate in May. The legislation would prohibit local, state, and federal officials from preventing abortions at any stage of pregnancy. So we are in a very, I won't say dangerous, but a time period where we've got to get to the midterms without this getting to the president's desk. Because then we would have abortion on demand by statutes until the moment of birth, Smith told Breitbart News Saturday. Again, the way they've written the bill, every modest statute, including women's right to know laws, all of them would be nullified completely. It's the most draconian bill against children and their moms I have ever seen, and I've seen a lot of bad legislation. Smith added that Democrat President Joe Biden wants the legislation to pass in the worst way, especially because of the strong likelihood that Republicans could overtake both the House and the Senate in November. However, the congressman expressed that Biden has not always been so extreme on abortion. I can't believe how he has flip-flopped. I've been in Congress 42 years, he was never a pro-lifer, but he seemed to get it at least on funding. And now he's all in with the culture of death, Smith said. Listen. Smith credited former President Donald Trump for nominating conservative-leaning justices, who voted to overturn Roe and return the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. Without him and without those three Supreme Court justices, there is no Dobbs case. And there is no ability for Justice Alito to write a Roe v. Wade reversal, which he did so brilliantly, he said. Now we're seeing that those three that came from Donald Trump are totally committed to life. And that's why their confirmations were so difficult. Because everyone in that room, in the Senate committee room, knew that. Smith also praised House Minority Leader Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA, and Republicans in general for being united on the issue of abortion, labeling the GOP the party of life and Democrats as the party of death. My hope is that Democrats begin to reverse themselves. There are so many people in the House today who used to be pro-life on the Democrat side, he said. It's about time they rethought this because look, what they are enabling. Is any of this worth a committee chairmanship? Upward mobility in your party, or even re-election. Is that worth the death of unborn children and the exploitation of their moms? I don't think so. In Smith's own state of New Jersey, Democrat Governor Phil Murphy signed legislation this year that codifies into state law the so-called right to abortion and allows abortion all the way up to birth. But there are many states, thankfully, that are stepping up to the plate. Some already have with their trigger laws, the ability to protect lives immediately, he said. The overwhelming majority of Americans are with us. So we want a national debate on abortion. We want it to be as rigorous and honest as it can be. After decades of pro-life advocacy, Smith reflected on the Supreme Court's Dobbs ruling, calling the decision an opportunity to defend the weak and the most vulnerable from the violence of abortion. It's a huge fight, but I do believe because I've been in the pro-life movement for so long, people are animated by their faith. And they're committed to the weakest and most vulnerable. We are all in to protect those lives and equally to protect the moms. You know, the co-victim of every abortion is the mother, he said. This is the beginning, not the end. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.